this is woodblock printmaker David Ball. Welcome again to my A Story a Week website. Here we are with story number 402, Countdown. Today's little episode is another of those that perhaps shows me in not the most flattering light. At least that's the reaction I've received when telling this story in person to a few people. I myself don't see it that way, but as we all know well, we are each the last person to be able to see ourselves clearly. It was something that happened during my short hospitalization last year. In case you haven't been reading these stories regularly and don't know about that, I can fill you in very easily. I developed a small hernia in the groin and scheduled an operation to sew it up. Everything went smoothly, and I spent only 2 nights in the hospital, one pre-op, one post-op, before returning home to get back to work. There is now no apparent trace of the episode left on my body at all, and I suppose the area is now probably stronger than before. Our story is about the operation itself. The medical staff went to great pains to explain the procedures and to make sure that I understood what they would be doing and what I could expect, both during the operation and after it. Repairing a small hernia is, of course, completely routine and something they have all seen and done any number of times. But for me, it was a first-time experience, and I was intensely interested in it. When I heard that the anesthetic would be a local type and not knocking me out completely, I was pleased about this and immediately asked the doctor if I would be able to watch the procedure. Perhaps there would be a mirror above me so that I could see what they were doing? His reply was not unexpected, although disappointing. This would not be possible. They wanted as few distractions as possible, and although I myself knew that I would just watch quietly, they of course had no way to know that. So things got underway. It was very interesting to see how many times they checked for possible errors before we started. I had to repeat my name to each person who came up to deal with me, who checked it against their paperwork, and I was asked quite a few times to confirm verbally on which side of my body the operation was to take place, even though the hernia was clearly visible as a bulge on my abdomen. I'm not complaining about these intrusions. Such procedures are clearly intended to minimize errors. They used an epidural anesthetic, and once it had taken effect and the lower half of my body was gone, they began. I had hoped there might be a bit of play-by-play reported to me, but they simply concentrated on their work and ignored me. All except the anesthetist, of course, who stood by my head and watched to make sure that I was breathing clearly. I was hooked up to a monitor system, and the display panel for this was in a position where both the anesthetist and I could see it clearly. The upper part of the panel was a large display of my heartbeat, and below this were many smaller displays, no doubt showing such data as oxygen in the blood and the respiration details and many other things I'm not trained to understand. It got boring. Nobody was talking to me. I couldn't feel anything. I couldn't move. And all I could do was see this bright red display of my heart rate updating every second or so. 60, 60, 59, 60. Etc. and etc. So I thought to myself, let's breathe a bit more slowly and deeply and see if I can lower that a bit. I put myself in relax mode, slowed my respiration somewhat, and was pleased to see that I could indeed slow the rate down a bit. 58, 57, 56, 57, 56. I couldn't take it straight down as it headed up again now and then, but I kept watching, kept thinking, relax. Relax, and down it slowly went. I was quite proud of myself, being able to relax so well at the same time that people were doing such invasive things to my body. This all came to a sudden end. I think it was when the number reached 48. A loud alarm went off, and the anesthetist called the number out to the doctor, who quickly gave some instructions. A moment later, despite my attempt to explain what I'd been doing, no, please, wait a minute, I'll bring it back up, just wait a few seconds. They were injecting some kind of stimulant drug into the intravenous strip. The heart rate did, of course, shoot right back up, by my own efforts, if not through some effects of the drug, and from then on I was a good boy and just waited quietly until they were done, after which they wheeled me back to my room. There's a proper time and a place for everything, isn't there? And it's best not to get them mixed up.